Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All pre-record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Let's go. It's game week, and the Super Talk Eagle Hour is on the air, broadcasting from the Southern Bancorp studio here in Hattiesburg. We're glad you're with us today, Bob, Kelly, Dima. Our friend Scott Kirk, sports director from WDAM-TV, in the studio with us as well. Going to be talking to Scott throughout the hour. We're going to hear more from Coach Charles Huff a little later in the show. Coach Huff answers the question of how can you have arguably the best quarterback in the league and much of the defending conference championship team and get no love from the media. We'll hear what he said about that coming up. Again, from the Southern Bancorp studio, opening segment of the show every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit. And we're grateful to them. You still got time to call them. They can cater this weekend's early morning tailgate. Maybe you could eat barbecue, Dima, after the game. How about that?
Yeah, you tailgate after the game. I will say their mac and cheese, I would probably eat that at 9 a.m.
Yeah, all the food's good at Dickey's, and really do appreciate them. What a week this is for our show. Tomorrow, we're on the road in Laurel. There's a brand-new sporting goods store in Laurel on 15th Avenue called 601 Sports. We're going to be happy to be part of that grand opening tomorrow. The following day, Wednesday, we'll be right down the street at Heritage Firearms, which is the premier firearms and hunting outfitter for the Pine Belt. Thursday, MCS Home Center, Braylon Braxton and Josh Moten will be joining us for a meet and greet with the public. And if you'd like to meet these fine two young men, just 48 hours before the opener, they'll be at MCS Home Center at 1 o'clock on Thursday. And then on Friday, a two-hour show from Buffalo Wild Wings. Right now, Larry Fedora, Jeremy McLean, Marshant Kenny, the Southern Miss cheerleaders, Dima Mixon, of course. And we're going to see.
Well, I just saw Kelly start. His face just got really red when you mentioned the Southern Miss cheerleaders.
Did he? Oh, I thought it was probably when I mentioned Buffalo Wild Wings because he had it in
his
mind.
No, it was the cheerleaders, believe me.
In his mind, it was going to be some more free food. If you come to an exhibit, if you come to an event, we will show you how Dima and I can completely break down the Eagle Hour broadcast setup around Kelly as he sits in a chair and eats ice cream the last time we did that.
Yep.
And then when it was all over and we were packed up and ready to go, Scott, and I said, you need to get out of the chair where I can put it in the car. He goes, is there anything I can do to help?
Kelly, what's that about, man?
That's accurate.
Come on, man.
I did. I always do that. It's always nice to offer once all the hard work is done.
Scott Kirk is the sports director at WDAM-TV. We're always happy to have him on the show. All right, Scott, my man here, Dima. He got a little pregame hype going over the weekend in his new job, and he predicted the Golden Eagles to go 8-4 on the season. But you told me back in my office you're going to go a step further.
I am, and maybe it's a battle of the ages or something like that, but I am feeling a little bit high on this year's Southern Miss team. I think the expectations should be high with all the talent they have. You mentioned earlier, best quarterback in the Sun Belt. You look at last year, best defender in the Sun Belt, Josh Moten. I'm thinking, I'm going to say it, 8-9 wins this year. I'm expecting, and that's what I think the potential is.
Right, before I let Dima defend himself, which may take a few minutes, Scott, let me say this. You and I, actually, by coincidence, at the university the same time last week, we were both granted access to do football coach. And I was talking to you briefly about it. You and I both kind of had a lot of the same impressions. I thought the first thing that jumped out at me was how kind he is in person and how intelligent he is, not only about football, but about everything in general. Your thoughts after you've spent some time with him?
Most definitely. I think the thing I loved with Coach Huff is that it felt like nothing was off the table. Everything I asked him, he was super authentic about. He never pushed back with me on anything, and he was very open. I'd ask him about maybe what happened at the other place last season, and he didn't hold anything back. I asked him about what it was like to have an influx of those guys come here. Didn't hold back. Even got a little personal, right, talking about his connections with James Franklin, Nick Saban, super deep to the core, as if we were out at a bar in a late night. Didn't hold anything back. I love that about him.
And when are you going to air that?
That's going to air on Thursday. WDM7 is doing a 30-minute Southern Miss football special. It's called Southern Miss Football 2025. New gold standard. Thursday, NBC, 6:30.
There you go. All right, now, Dima, I've given you 5 minutes to reassess your predictions. Are you ready to make some changes?
No, I'm not, and this is the deal. And I'm going to go back to my record on this. I've genuinely been right on these records. Last year, I said 4-8. Y'all talked me out of it and made me go up to 6-6, and they were 1-11. So I was predicting a low season. Then the year before that, I predicted 5-7, but they went 3-9. But anyways.
I thought you said you were good at this.
I'm close to predicting the right record. But when you roll down the schedule, I just think it sets up very nicely for Southern Miss. The biggest question I have for the team is the offensive line. So I think in the beginning of the few weeks, you know, they're going to struggle. I don't think they're beating Mississippi State on Friday. That's kind of – or Saturday. That's kind of my preview pick, I guess, for the state game on Saturday, because I don't think the offensive line will be ready. But I do think they're going to continue to get better and better and better, and I think all of this offense is going to get better. And if that offense continues to get even better than what they can be week one, week two, I think they have the potential to be the best offense in the Sun Belt. And then if you look at their contests, I mean, you really don't have a tough non-conference slate. I mean, you – Jacksonville State at home, Louisiana Tech seems winnable. And then when you think about, you got 7 home games, you should win all of them, I would think, except for the Mississippi State game. And then if you just take a handful of the away games, which I think I had all them losing all of them other than La Tech, you're at 8-4 right there. So it'll be a, you know, interesting season. I think 10 wins is the ceiling for the team. But I think the floor is 6. And I think the expectation
10
should
wins.
Be – I said ceiling. I think the expectation, and I think Scott would agree with me, the expectation for the team should be 7+.
Dima, the faces in here right now, you couldn't pay enough money to see these faces in here right now.
We're just trying so hard to keep kids off of drugs.
I understand people in Hattiesburg that, you know, they say, we'll believe it when we see it, right? Kind of like a mom trying to get her daughter to clean the room. I believe when I see it. Yeah. I think it'll happen.
How are we going to win any games? According to the depth chart, we have no players at all. Depth chart was released today.
Yeah, tell us about that.
The depth chart was released today with nothing on it.
That's a first.
I don't know. I kind of just saw it, and I laughed really hard when I saw it.
Yeah, we're not joking.
Yeah, no, it really was. Game notes normally come out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, generally each week, and you'll have the depth chart there. And then they normally change it, like on Wednesday. That's like the final depth chart. But, nothing on it. So, and then on the coach's call about an hour ago, Heath Hinton with Big Gold Nation did ask Charles Huff about it, and he said he didn't want to give Mississippi State any advantage. So, and, you know, I can see where he's coming from, but it's still stunning in the sense of, wow.
Well, as Quasimodo said, call it a hunch, but I'll just bet that Braylon Braxton will be the starting quarterback.
Right. I mean, Mississippi State released a depth chart. So, I do get it, though. I mean, maybe when it comes to the receivers and placements, there's so many new guys. You know, maybe Mississippi State doesn't know what to look for. I'm not really sure there. But
I'll tell you what I'm a little bit surprised about. Initially, going into this game, it's not a sellout.
Yeah.
Because if it were, you know, there'd be all sorts of releases out there that it is sold out, but no word that it's been sold out.
I think the 11 a.m. part is a really tough sell. I mean, selling me 11 a.m. to sit on the top floor of the Rock, right on that sun. Yeah. And I can be at home and in the AC kids nowadays.
Well, that's the drawback of all the television. And all the televised games, it is, unless you're a real fan, it is easy to say, I think I'm going to sit here in the air.
And I believe Saturday's game is on ESPN main network, ESPN like ESPN.
Correct.
So that's even more accessible to people who don't even have ESPN Plus, you know, watch College Game Day, enjoy breakfast.
And I will say it looks like the weather is cooperating if it holds, The temperatures are coming down.
Yeah.
But you know, we initially thought it was going to be in the low 90s. Well, now you're looking at mid 80s, which
right.
is a far different, you know, far different cry from 92.
And I believe some cloud cover too.
Humidity,
which,
yeah.
Which would be.
I'm gonna leave this with you two young men here, and I want you to digest this during the commercial break, okay? Southern Miss beats Mississippi State 28-10, 28-17, a convincing win over Mississippi State. What does that tell you about the football team, and how would that change your prediction of how they're going to play the whole year? So can you two digest that and think about that for a minute?
I already have a number in mind.
Look at those minds working over there.
You're asking these young Gen Zers
to
multitask, Bob. It's...
Kelly, can you put down the Jenny's ice cream? Thank you.
These two guys are pretty smart guys.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. They are.
We told everybody how you literally destroyed the ice cream for everyone but yourself.
It's Demas' fault.
And then sat there in a chair and let us work for 45 minutes while you ate.
Kelly, I'm with you on that one. Jenny's ice cream worth the destroying.
Well, he put
and I introduced it to Scott, too.
Okay. Yeah.
Forest Healthcare reminds you that keeping up with your favorite team is fun this time of the year, but don't forget, Kelly, the most important player is you, Kelly. Kelly, you can get an annual physical, if you ever had one, to be sure your health is as good as it can be. Forest Health can help even Kelly with expert medical care closer to home.
I stepped on a weigh scale and the thing came up and said, seriously?
ForestHealth.org. We love having them part of the Eagle Hour. Tremendous medical facility. We'll be right back.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans. TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
Eagle Tire West sponsors this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Former baseball player Matt Warren invites you to see him and all the guys at Eagle Tire West for premium Goodyear products, full service auto and truck service as well. It's brand new. They're located next to Smith Motor Company on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. They're family operated since 1985. Eagle Tire West is now open on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. Go by and see them. Goodyear tires, full service, and big, big Southern Miss supporters.
Bob, speaking of a former baseball player named Matt, congratulations to the Wallners. Matt Waller and his wife welcomed a baby girl over the weekend.
Good for them.
Their first one. I think Elise or Ellie, I think is what her name is. But everybody doing well. And so look for Matt Waller to get back with the Twins here pretty soon.
They handed him a ball, and he knocked it out of the crib, right out of the gate, Damon.
Well, she.
She did. But she did. Mo Babe and Yay Company, 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page. Better still, check out their wonderful desserts this weekend when you're in town for that Bulldog beatdown. They're located right across the street, and we think that you will definitely enjoy Mo Babe and Yay. All right, let me go back to these two young guys. I've got two of them in the studio. I'll start with our guest. Mississippi State comes to town. The Golden Eagles beat them by two touchdowns, Scott. What does that say, and how does that change your perspective of the year?
It totally changes everything. I think if you're a Southern Miss fan, and I think if you're a college football fan, and you see that Southern Miss has this huge win against Mississippi State, an SEC school, in year two of its regime, I mean, teams get better in year two. I think your expectations now shift toward a Sun Belt championship and going 1-0 every week because, look, group of five, there's one spot there. If you beat Mississippi State, that tells you this team has the muscles to compete with a power school. So your expectations completely change. And then you're going to start expecting a lot more. But, you know, I guess be careful with Jackson State, right? Long time ago, didn't they beat FSU, and the next week they lost to FCS school or something back in the day?
But even though Mississippi State is in a Power 5 conference, and all due respect to State, I wouldn't consider them a Power 5 team. I mean, based on last year, they have to prove themselves this year. They just happen to be – they're in the back seat of this car, right? I mean, they're kind of along for the SEC ride, I think.
It's a fair point. I totally get it. But just when you look at the physicalities, I feel like at least Southern Miss fans over the last couple of years, that's just a huge testament, and that's probably a huge reward, you know?
All right, Damon, what do you say? They beat Mississippi State handedly. Did they what? You predicted 8-4, but I'm guessing then you're jumping to 11-1.
Yeah, I'd say 10-2 for sure. But, I mean, I disagree with Kelly that they're not a power. I mean, so this Southern, like Mississippi State was really bad 2 years ago when Southern Miss went to Starkville. It was a 6-point game with 7 minutes left, and it ended up being, 42-20, something like that. So I think this Southern Miss team is better than that team was 2 or 3 years ago. Like, no doubt about it. They went to Starkville and almost won. The Mississippi State team that's coming in here, I don't know if they're better. I mean, I think Will Rogers is a better quarterback than Blake Shapen. And so I don't think that Southern Miss let me say this. If they destroy them like you're saying, man, I mean, you're talking about a completely new mindset of the Southern Miss football team because it's like everything we think they could be, if they're what they are in week one, if that's what they are in week one, everything we think they could be, then by like week eight and week nine, they might even be better than what we could even imagine.
But Kelly, I say this is everything to gain, nothing to lose game for Southern Miss.
Which one they're not releasing a depth chart.
You lose, everybody says, yeah, okay, well, it's an SEC team, but you beat them. And look at these two young guys. And I would tend to agree with them. If they could win that game handedly, I would think, wait, hang on a minute here.
But that's another reason. That's another reason why the other school up north won't play them is because they have always said, we have nothing to gain by beating Southern Miss and everything to lose. But, Dima, to your point, if you say that Mississippi State may not be as good as they were 2 years ago, how can you call them a Power 5 team?
Because they're in the SEC.
I understand that. I'm not talking about their conference.
They have SEC revenue.
I'm not talking about their conference. I'm talking about them being a Power 5 team.
Yeah.
Is Vanderbilt a Power 5 team?
I think so. They beat Alabama last year.
I feel like it comes down to resources, too. Like, when you look at resources, Southern Miss doesn't have the same resources that these other schools are getting. And I feel like that ultimately does make a difference when it comes to money, facilities, things of that nature. These bigger schools have the advantage, and that helps them be in the power league, in my opinion.
But it's straight up depth, too. I mean, the depth that the Mississippi State has is better than Southern Miss's, and that's the difference. They're not going to be playing the same depth Mississippi State has against Appalachian State or Jacksonville State. The depth that Southern Mississippi State has is what sets them apart. That's why it's going to be very hard for Southern Miss to beat them.
Well, clearly the Golden Eagles, on paper, much improved, much better quarterback, much better defensive player, I guess all over, but still getting no love. And I asked Coach Huff about that, and then I'd like to get your guys' thoughts on how he answered that question.
All right, Coach, you're the defending conference championship coach. You've got 25 kids from the defending conference championship team, and you've got what may be the best quarterback in the league. But your team didn't get a lot of preseason love from the quote-unquote experts. Does that bother you, or does that motivate you, or do you have no feeling one way or another?
No. You can evaluate a team's parts. What do they have at this position? What do they have at that position? How tall is this guy? How big is that guy? But you cannot evaluate the sum of those parts. There's no metrics that you can evaluate how close a team will come together. There's no metrics that you can evaluate the strength of a culture in a locker room. There's no metrics that you can evaluate the sum of all of those parts actually caring about each other. So the prognosticators, they get paid to do a job. It's actually the best job in the world because you make a prognostication in July and no one calls you out for it in December. So it's actually a really good job. Right. But to me, those things are exactly what they are. You evaluate the parts. You know, so, hey, you got one good player, two good players, but you can't evaluate that quarterback out here on Sunday afternoons throwing with all those wide receivers. You can't evaluate that O-line making a vow that that quarterback's not going to get touched. You can't evaluate in the summer when everyone else is on vacation or, you know, kids hanging out in the locker room having a good time. You can't evaluate player-led initiative. So that's hard to evaluate. So those things don't necessarily affect me. I do think, again, winning one is hard. Winning two is harder. Once you get to the top of the mountain, now everyone's chasing you. So I honestly like being at the bottom, so the climb is the same every year. But again, you can't evaluate the sum of parts. You can't ride by somebody's house and say that family is a good family. You don't know. Maybe their house looks nice. Maybe they got a picket fence. But you go in that door, it could be hell on wheels. Or it could be the smallest house with the grass growing so high that you think the house is run down, and that family love each other, care for each other, spend every, you know, moment they can together. So I think that's part of it. That's part of where we are in the world. People get paid a lot of money to just, you know, make predictions. But ultimately, it's what we do in this building every day that matters.
All right, Kelly, I think what he's saying in a nice way is they really don't know what they're talking about because they don't really know the inner workings of this football team.
I think his points are well taken, but here's what I want to say about what he said. Sure enough, each position you can, you know, judge them on their own merits. But the fact that the game now is so quarterback-driven, even as when we'd mentioned this, even in the Pee Wee Youth Leagues, if you don't have a good quarterback, you have no chance to win. The fact that he has a proven winning quarterback who can not only throw the ball, but can run the ball as well, has the peace of mind to know when to do both, that's the biggest piece of the puzzle. And that is a defined quantitative part, is Braxton. And if he's on his game, you're three steps ahead of everybody before the game ever starts, regardless of who you play.
And something also I want to say is kind of y'all's reaction to our record predictions makes sense. And I was meaning to say this in the last segment. Southern Miss fans are not used to winning in football here currently. Past 4 years, they're not used to it. And what was true last year was that the players weren't either. They weren't used to winning. They would lose. They would get discouraged. The coaches weren't either. At Southern Miss, at least. Not before. I'm not talking about before. I'm talking about at Southern Miss. That is not true of this team. The quarterback knows how to win. He's already won before. The wide receivers, they know how to win. They've already won before. All the defense, they know how to win. They've already won before. The head coach definitely knows how to win. So that's why, to me, it's different. And why fans, it will take them a long time to probably come around to hearing 8-4, 9-3, but it's because the team knows how to win. Yeah, last year's team didn't know how to win. The fans didn't know what it felt like to win, but this team is different.
All right. I believe you. Braylon Braxton, you can meet him this Thursday. He'll be with us out at MCS Home Center at 1 o'clock. I'm sure they'll be there before then, say 12 to 2, somewhere in that area. Come by. You can get a picture with Braylon Braxton, meet him, shake hands with him, as well as Josh Moten. And Scott, what do you say about that? You can't judge a team if you don't know the inner workings of it.
I thought the best part that stood out to me is, like, you know what, I like starting at the bottom because then the climb's the same every single year. And I get it. You know, have that mentality. Maybe something unites that locker room. It's not hurting anything. So
there you go. Hey, want to welcome another new sponsor that's going to be joining us here in the next couple of days, Southern Prohibition Brewery. We really do appreciate that. A craft brewery in the heart of the South. SoPro, as they like to be called, is creating excellent craft beer for the Southeast to call its own. And they, of course, are proud supporters of Southern Miss with Southern Skies and Gold Rush Beer. SoPro joining the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Glad to have them. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back. Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
Hey, welcome back. I understand we had some terrestrial radio issues early in the show, so if you missed the first segment of the show, you can catch it up on the podcast. It'll be up in just a few minutes on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, or you can tell Alexa or Siri to play the Super Talk Eagle Hour. Hey, Genesis of Hattiesburg, the official auto dealer of the Eagle Hour. Sedans and SUVs from Genesis are absolutely beautiful. New showrooms located out on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. And this segment of the show is sponsored by DBAT on Hardy Street for all your baseball and softball training. All right, I'm going to throw a curveball at you three guys.
Oh, I like that segue. You go from DBAT to throwing a curveball.
We don't normally talk about the schools from up north, but it is game week, and everybody's kicking off this week. So I'm going to start again with our guest, Scott Kirk, for WDAM-TV, sports director. Describe Mississippi State and Ole Miss football, and what are realistic expectations from them, Scott?
Well, I think for Mississippi State, they really just want improvement. They definitely more than two wins. Like, I think if you're a Bulldog fan, you got to be aiming for seven to kind of be content with the improvement for Jeff Levy. And obviously, that starts with the win in Hattiesburg for the Bulldogs there.
Right.
A lot of tough SEC opponents. For Ole Miss, I think it's just to be able to continue that sustained success. A new quarterback, kind of a new legacy. Austin Simmons taking over for Jackson Dart. He sat the bench and kind of learned behind him for the last couple years. I think for Ole Miss, it's playoff expectations. They've been kind of on the doorstep the last couple years. And I think if things work their way with 12 teams, should be able to get in now. Lane Kiffin's been there for a couple years now, and I think that for an Ole Miss fan, that's what they're kind of gunning for. So,
Dame, I watched Jackson Dart play some over the weekend, and he's doing really, really well with the Giants, which is saying something. Can you replace a kid like that the first year and reach the same expectations that you've had when he was the quarterback?
I think so. I mean, you look at even Matt Corral before Jackson Dart. I mean, everybody kind of was like, Jackson Dart is going to be able to place Matt Corral, and Jackson Dart obviously lived up to those expectations. I don't think Austin Simmons will be as good as Jackson Dart was, especially not in the first season. So I do think Ole Miss might take a slight step back as far as record this year, but I think maybe next year the next year they'll be in good standings. And I'm with Scott. I think that program is expecting to be in the playoff now, especially with 12 teams. That should be their expectations. And then, you know, maybe in every once in a while compete for the SEC championship. Yeah. For Mississippi State, I would say, you know, they like you said, they need to see significant improvement with Jeff Lebby's second season. They bring in 40 new transfers. They bring in some of the team back from last season. Second year is generally always better than the first season. A lot of turnover, especially from last season. And I think that does start with the win in Hattiesburg. I think Mississippi State fans, I actually was looking at some of their Twitter stuff today. It said, like, drop your score predictions, whatever. And almost everyone was 20-plus point wins in Hattiesburg. So I think, like, I don't think that's going to happen either. But I'm saying, as a Mississippi State fan, I think that's their expectation. Yeah. So I think anything less than that, they're actually going to be really disappointed. Yeah. So I think they're in for disappointment this weekend.
Kelly, I would contend that all the pressure this weekend is on Mississippi State. There's no pressure on Charles Huff and his guys because nobody thinks they can win, except them, of course.
And that's why you are obviously playing the game. But as I look down Mississippi State's schedule, and you guys are talking, you know, drastic improvement, I'm sorry, I don't see drastic improvement.
It's going to be hard.
Yeah.
Very hard.
I mean, they won two last year, and I think realistically, and again, I wasn't smoking that you guys were smoking when you made the Southern Miss projections, but I'm looking at maybe four wins for Mississippi State, which is that drastic improvement?
No,
I mean, I don't know.
And State fans aren't going to be happy with it. I mean, I was looking at their schedule last year. Do y'all know they got beat 41-17 by Toledo at home? That's crazy.
I think, too, a lot of tough opponents again. Texas once again. Texas A&M again. They were kind of in the mix last year. I think for State, maybe it's to be more competitive in those games, right? Something to show some muscles for a little bit. Something to hang your hat on, right? So,
but let's be honest.
If
they come here and get beat Saturday, the Bulldog fans are going to be howling at the moon, right?
Oh, no question. I mean, it would be first Southern Miss's first win in the rivalry in, what, since the 80s, 90s,
yeah,
something like that?
It's been a while.
I think like 55 years maybe.
Yeah, so it would be a significant win for the Southern Miss Golden Eagles. Let me ask this question. Scott, Do Southern Miss fans storm the field if Southern Miss wins?
I'm glad you brought that up.
The answer is yes. I can't think of another time in the future looking at their non-conference slate when fans would have an opportunity to do it. And based over the last 2 years,
okay,
why wouldn't you?
All right, well, let me just say this, and I'm glad you brought that up. I've seen some silliness, believe it or not, I see silliness on the internet. I know it's hard to believe. We actually have some fans posting pictures and posting instructions on how you tear down goalposts. And I would just plead with the Southern Miss fan base about this. Don't let the whole state of Mississippi see you tear down a goalpost because you beat a team that won two games the year before. Even though it's Mississippi State, I get that. But act like we've won big games before. Don't act like, oh, my God, we beat Mississippi State, and so let's tear our football stadium apart, Kelly.
I agree.
I mean, come on.
But I was there the night that Southern Miss beat TCU.
Well, that's different.
Now, how is it different?
Well, because TCU was headed to a BCS bowl game, and they were a top-five team.
I'm not going to advocate for Southern Miss tearing down the goalpost and storming the field because I just think it'd be wrong. But I do think there is some reasoning for it, considering what they have been through the last 5 or 6 years. This would be the biggest win since when was the last biggest this would be the biggest win since when?
And you guys do understand that this is hypothetical with all capital letters.
Oh yeah,
all right. I mean,
I'm just saying,
because I know
if they beat Mississippi State, I think it's warranted.
Well, here's some positive news, guys. There are five previous coaches that made their debut at Southern Miss in all 5-1. 2016, Jay Hobson beat Kentucky 44-35. 2008, Larry Fedora beat Louisiana 51-21. 1991, this is how long it's been, guys. Jeff Bauer beat Delta State, believe it or not, 25-7. 88, Curly Hallman beat Stephen F. Austin in his debut 21-7. And in 1982, Big Nasty beat Louisiana Monroe 45-29. So that's one thing the new coach is faced with. He would be the first ever new football coach at Southern Miss to lose his opening game.
But I didn't hear any of those teams be SEC schools either.
Well, Kentucky. You know.
Oh, yeah, Kentucky. That's right. That's right.
Kentucky. Southern Miss 4-17 against SEC schools in openers. What are the four wins? 2016, they beat Kentucky 44-35. 1996, I actually covered this game. They beat Georgia 11-7. 1954, Kelly covered that one. They beat Alabama 7-2. And in 53, Kelly was there as well. They beat Alabama 25-19. 31st meeting against Mississippi State, 16-14-1. Mississippi State holds the advantage.
I was there in 1914 when they beat the Boy Scouts down at Camper Park.
That was pretty close. Those Boy Scouts now, I'm going to tell you what, they could blitz, Jack.
I tell you what, you beat an honorable team when you beat the Boy Scouts.
I think you did. Last time the two schools played, 2023, who won that game, Damon?
Mississippi State 41-20.
Wow, would you look at that?
It was a 10-point game at one point, if not for turnovers.
It was a 6-point game with 7 minutes to go. I have a story on it later this week that you can look for.
Oh, okay. Well, good. Well, I'm going to just tell you guys, I ask all three of you, I just got a feeling they're going to win the game. I think Southern Miss is going to win the game.
Really?
Bob, are you serious right now?
I think they're going to pull an upset Saturday.
We're not picking the game till Friday.
But I'm not, I'm not on the 9-2 bandwagon. I think it would be natural to maybe have a little bit of a letdown if they did that. I don't think you could have enough of a letdown to lose to Jackson State. But I contend the most important game that's going to show us the most, and I've said this from the start, is game number 3.
Yeah, App State.
App State comes here. What do you think about that?
Yeah, but your son and daughter are going to want to hear you say that Southern Miss is going to beat Mississippi State. They will need that for the commitment hearings.
I just don't think it's beyond the realm of possibility.
To prove when you go into the assisted living facility that you're out of your mind.
Out of your mind is crazy, Kevin.
I don't think so. I think there's a chance.
I feel like if you're probably like a Southern Miss player or someone in that building, you probably don't want the expectation in your favor, right? You kind of want the underdog
mentality. That's what Coach F said. He likes being on the bottom.
Exactly. So I wonder how that really affects things. It feels like, really – since about last Saturday, the team has just kind of been on total lockdown, like focus mode. And I compared to the last regime, I haven't seen anything like it.
Well, I know this. It's exciting. And it's exciting that it's game week. And it's exciting that the Bulldogs are going to be here. Yeah. Say what you like. I mean, I'm not a Mississippi State fan, obviously. But it's just a lot cooler to have Mississippi State playing here than it is Alcorn or Louisiana, Monroe, East, West, or whomever, you know?
And if I may, Ole Miss is opening up against Georgia State. That's a Sun Belt school. So, come on,
you would
guys.
Think, wouldn't you?
Come on.
You would think. You never going to happen.
And is it State playing Troy, or is it Ole Miss playing Troy later on this year? I think one of those.
I think MSU plays Troy in a couple of years.
Okay.
In a couple of years, yeah. Gotcha. Game day's here. Or game week, I should say. Game day's just 4 days away. On the road tomorrow in Laurel. A little more about that other side of the break. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
All right, fourth segment is sponsored by 4th Street Bar and Grill. That makes sense. Great place to be this weekend, all week long, for good lunch, good food every day. If you don't have a ticket, can't get in the stadium, you know that the game will be on at 4th Street Bar and Grill. I'm sure they're going to have some pregame festivities. I don't know, it's pretty early. I'm sure they will on Friday at least. And, of course, it'd be a fun place to watch a ball game if you're not in the Rock. 4th Street Bar and Grill. Don't forget about our podcast on Apple, Audible, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Alexa, or Siri. They'll play the Super Talk Eagle Hour for you. And it's your last week to run by the Be Quick at the corner of 98 at Hegwood Road for your chance to win some great stuff. Saints football experience, Mossy Oak shopping spree, Royal Caribbean cruise for four, or Biloxi offshore fishing trip. Just a few more days during the 60th anniversary celebration of Be Quick, and they're located at corner of 98 and Hegwood Road, right by Optimus Park. All right, news and notes. Dima, let's get a soccer update.
Yeah, so soccer played Ole Miss yesterday, women's soccer. They lost 1-0. Stats on the game, 4 shots on goal for the Golden Eagles, so that increases their season total to 11 shots on goal.
They haven't scored
a goal this season yet through 4 games. They did score a goal in the exhibition game against Middle Tennessee State, which they also lost. And then they play Mississippi Valley State on the road.
There's a win.
On Thursday.
So. Well, you got to score.
Yeah. You got to attempt to score. Their shots on goal only being 11 season.
And I know when they played Auburn, who, if I'm not mistaken, is coached now by the guy that was at Mississippi State last year, but against Auburn, they didn't have a single shot on goal for 90
minutes. I didn't know that was possible.
You know?
Yeah. Scott, I know in the TV business, and I don't think it's changed, you have real limited time frames. What is the average time now for the sports part of the news at night?
Honestly, over the last month, I've been getting 4.5 to 5 minutes.
Okay.
But see, that was the norm back in the day.
That was the norm.
No, I mean, honestly, they've been great with my sports blocks. So,
okay. Yeah.
Does it make it difficult with the limited time that you do have, and that's just the nature of that industry, to spend a lot of time on things like women's soccer, beach volleyball, the lesser, for lack of a better term, the lesser revenue sports?
It definitely makes it a little bit more difficult for sure sometimes, you know, when it comes to longer form stories we do, or sometimes just something needs to stick out a little bit. So sometimes it's not the easiest. And also accessibility, too, can be...
Yeah. And the other thing I would think is, remember, you have another university in town, William Carey. So,
yeah.
Right. You know, this is the Eagle Hour, so we primarily talk about Southern Miss sports. But if it was a general sports show, we, too, would have to talk about Carey and Jones and Pearl River. And
right.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys do it anymore.
And high school.
No, totally. And high school might just be, like, our close number two. You know, to carry or even one sometimes, depending on on the season we do. So I kind of love mixing and meshing it all, honestly. So.
Now, this Friday is when all the private and public schools are going full blast now. No jamborees and stuff, games that count. So what are you guys going to be doing, Scott, for additional high school coverage?
Well, of course, every Friday during the high school football season at 10 o'clock, we do our high school football highlight show. It's called Game Time. Pretty much every home team is playing in the Pine Belt. You can come watch the highlights, and we do a game of the week. You do a post-game show with the winning coach afterward. It is really just the best. Super fun. Game Time, Fridays at 10.
Kelly, I know you remember that's a young man's game, man, covering high school football on Friday night in TV news. You got to be on the move.
I used to do the midday program, so I would be in at 10 o'clock in the morning, do the midday show at 12. The 5 o'clock sports, when they did sports at 5, I don't even know if they do it anymore at 5. Then the 6 o'clock, then during football season, I'd have to go out and shoot like 2 games, come back, edit all the videotape, help Mitchell Williams at the time with the 10:30 high school scoreboard show. Then I would drive down Highway 11 to Y104 Radio, which is now Rock 104, did like a half an hour high school football scoreboard show. Then the next morning I would do a 7 o'clock scoreboard show at a local yeah. restaurant, and then have to cover Southern Miss as well.
Right. So, well, Scott, you're right back at it. You'll be working late Friday night, and then you'll be there early Saturday morning.
It is the best, though. Wouldn't have it any other way, and that's why I love this place, because everything matters around these parts. And
that's
it,
right.
You know, when that stops, then what's the point? But that is not stopping for a long time.
All right, and don't forget the Super Talk High School Scoreboard Show. Iconic. Multiple years on the air statewide. Starts this Friday night at 10 o'clock. Make sure that you tune in for that. Kelly, we'll start our junior college coverage as well this Thursday, right?
And there's nobody that knows it any better than Mike Frazier, who will be joining us, telling us all about things going on in the MAC, the Mississippi Association of Community College Conference.
And on the road tomorrow, we'll be at 601 Sports Highway 15 north up in Laurel. Would love to see you come by, and really happy to be a part of that grand opening. Scott, thanks, man. We always... We like having you here. We'll get you out a lot between now and the end of the football season.
Always a pleasure. Love being here with you guys.
And I'm guessing Hattiesburg and Peddle is going to be your spotlight game?
Yeah, you'll find out.
Okay, I think that probably will be.
I'll be at Hattiesburg Peddle.
And right. 601 Sports, Bob, I just figured something out. I think they named it 601 Sports because of the area code.
See how smart he is, guys. Maybe you can grow up and be that smart when you guys get his age.
Get him some Jenny's ice cream. Good job, Kelly.
No, don't say that. Don't say that.
Where?
Come on. Quarter Market, right next door.
That wraps up the show. Thanks for listening. We've got a great, great lineup for you all week. Hope you enjoyed us tomorrow. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping. Into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.